Welcome to the Prep Files, and the truth is out there somewhere. I don't know where it is, but it's certainly, if it's in my head, it's bouncing around at the moment because we're well into prep, and this little segment is just a real brief running commentary, really, of where we are in terms of our preparations for our shows and some of the experiences that we're having and things that's happening in our worlds during prep. So without further ado, I'll hand over to the man of the hour, Mike Tabb. How's things?
Yeah, pretty good. My thinking around this was not that our preps are anything magical or special or better or different, just I think some people might get a chuckle out of seeing, being able to understand the mindset that we're going through. Yeah, I remember that stage. Oh, yeah, I remember my head going like that. So hopefully it'll be a window into what's going on in the headspace as much as what's going on with the X's and O's of training.
Right, man. Do you want to hit us with...
Yeah, all right. So I was officially supposed to start my prep 14 weeks out from the NABBA Nationals, which was 10 days ago. I was away. That was my sort of last hurrah. I went to Tianao and with a mate and, you know, had a few red wines and a few beers and some nice food and got myself mentally prepared. I've already been on plan with Kurt for probably a month or so before that, and I'm pretty good in the off-season anyway. So I was fairly structured before that. So I'd already lost sort of 2 or 3 kilos. I was ahead of the game, I think. But I got started sort of doing some cardio on Tianao and got back on plan on Monday. So had all last week and Kurt pulled a few calories, not very many, and kept in the low intensity steady state cardio that I hadn't told him I was doing. So I told him at my check-in because it is now down to 12 and a half weeks out, and I've started some posing in the cool posing room that we've got at Olympic, and man, I'm pretty fat. So I'm now starting to stress and go, oh shit, because I'm actually doing a show here in Dunedin in 6.5 weeks. So, you know, I never was going to be at my best, but I'm wondering how bad I'm going to be with all my hometown friends and stuff coming to watch me. So, but I'm resisting the temptation to sort of not tell Kurt and cut more calories and stuff like that, because it's the first time I've used a coach. And, you know, I've got no doubt that I could get myself in shape if I wasn't me, but I find it really hard to make objective decisions about my own training and physique, especially in those last sort of, you know, a few weeks. With my headspace being what it is. So it's been really good because I now don't have to stress about anything, really. I don't know how much Kurt will stress about it, but I just give him good information and, you know, do as I'm told, and the rest will kind of, you know, follow as it follows. Because, I mean, the plan was to, you know, bulk to a certain point. I hit all my numbers in the off-season, and so I was, you know, in the right space, and this is part of the plan of not being fantastic for the Dunedin show, hopefully looking good later on. So, you know, my head is at, shit, I really don't want to stand up looking still fat. But the great thing is it's not really my problem. I'll just do as I'm told. And you know, Kurt, I'm sure, you know, Kurt will get me there, you know. But it is a bit of a head fuck to kind of be going, I'm going to stand up on stage. And I can't actually tell everybody, hey, everybody, I'm really only 6 weeks out. So, you know, don't really judge me by the way I look now. I'll show you some photos later on of what I'm going to look like. So, yeah, that's just the kind of the games my head is playing with me. But I am really loving working with a coach, because I would flip-flop and stress and go, should I do this or shouldn't I do that? And, you know, I'd always stick to the plan, but man, it's so much nicer having someone else just write the plan for me and tell me what to do. So yeah, I'd highly recommend it. So yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm 6.5 weeks from the Dunedin show, and I'm 12 and a half weeks from NABBA Nationals in Palmerston North.
Awesome, bro. That's really cool to hear. We'll go from you and hand over to Sydney, and you can tell us firstly where you're competing and where things are at.
So I am 10 and a half weeks out and 9.5 weeks out. So I'm doing the INBA Nationals and the WFF Auckland, and hopefully we'll then move on to the WFF National. I've been on Team Jordan Earl, same as you, Nate, since about December. So I did my whole off season with Jordan, and I've been on prep. Well, I've been on prep since December, but really started my cut about 5 weeks ago because we wanted to have a nice, easy cut into it. So I'm doing bikini. And this will be my first show, official federated show. So I did a community run bodybuilding show called the Bodybuilding Bonanza by the great guys at LiveFit. And I won that show. And so I thought, all right, let's take the next step. And so it's really funny hearing you, Mike, say that it's great working with a coach and how you can be really objective about it. And I've told Nate before, like, I'll wake up in the mornings and I'll go to the bathroom and I'll pass the hallway mirror and look at myself and be like, oh, damn, girl, you're looking good this morning. Look at your little abs sticking out. And then I'll go to the bathroom, do my business, and then walk back past the same mirror and be like, ooh, you're a bit of a fatty today. And that's what prep really is. It's a mind fuck. I'm sorry for swearing, but it really is. You have no objection to yourself. Like, you know, you just have to take a step back, let your coach take the wheel and just fully trust him. And I do with Jordan, I just trust everything he says. I'm 100% transparent with him. If I accidentally put a full sugar, full Coke in my mouth instead of a Coke Zero, I'll be like, oh no, Jordan, I drank half a bottle of full Coke. And he'll be like, oh, just, you know, and then he'll tell me not to do it again. But yeah, be 100% transparent with your coach. That's definitely up there. It's so being 9.5 weeks out now, it's really starting to grind. So cardio has gone up. Thankfully, no food changes have been made in the past 3 weeks because my weight just keeps dropping. As Jordan says, my metabolism is really firing now. And oh, I'm sorry, Jordan, but he keeps saying to me, all right, this week we're really going to push things up a notch. And it's like, excuse me, what were the past 3 weeks? I have been pushing. It's like, I don't know if I can take it up another notch. I've been giving it my all. I have been noticing, however, that my strength has started to fade a little bit, especially on my big compound lifts. So you've just got to really push through those days. Jordan tells me to just either do pauses, implement more eccentric loads, or just do more tension, mind-muscle connection stuff. But when I am having good days, I refuse to let low calories affect my performance in the gym. That you've got to beat the logbook. You can't let it be an excuse to not beat the logbook. You've got to train hard. And there's this stigma about bikini girls that they're just glitz and glam and just pretty things and they just pop and pose. No, I have this entire journey, I've met some amazing, beautiful girls that can out-train most guys in the gym. And most of these girls definitely do. But there's a stigma from girls that, oh yeah, you know, I'd love to do that. I can do that. And they get this into their head that it's easy, that they just want to look pretty and just get really, really thin. But there's this process you have to go through. Your body gets depleted. It's not nice, guys. You've got to learn how to really push your body past its limits. And that's what I really, really love about this sport. It's just pushing yourself. It's you against you. And you've just got to have that drive because motivation comes and it goes, as you guys will know. But you cannot depend on motivation at all, because it will let you down. You've just got to have discipline, dedication, full throttle ahead.
Nice. That was a very enthusiastic response there, Sydney, and I doubt very much I'm going to be able to follow up on and double down on that one because, like you, I am 9.5 weeks out, 10.5 weeks out from the Nationals. Last week was really tough, and it's the first week that's been tough at all, and I literally had days where I couldn't move off the couch. I'd look at the remote and go, it'd be nice to watch TV, but the remote's 2 feet away. Not a shit show. And I just died. And then I was really, I guess, struggling, but I wasn't within that point of you know, thinking this is too hard, but it was starting to kind of irk me. And I decided I'd do something nice for myself because everyone else I know was getting massages and all those kind of things. And I hadn't had any of those sort of things, and living out in the sticks where I live, I don't even have a bath, and I thought, you know what, a spa would be so good. So I booked in, my boy, and we went to Ocean Spa, and we just played in the hot water in the spa pools. I got absolutely smoked in the vacuum competition. My boy managed a really nice vacuum, and I was couldn't do it without laughing at me trying. So it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, and I bounce right back, and then this week has been incredibly easy, and I've had lots of energy really up until about 4 o'clock today when I was driving home. My last sort of carbs today was at 10 a.m., and the drive home was a very slow drive home, and things have started slowing down for me now, but headspace is really good. Funny though, like you say, it comes and goes, and I've got a funny little experience I'll share because I think people, you know, look at experienced competitors and think that, you know, it's all plain sailing because we've done it before. But I was driving to work and I was listening to some really good hip hop, and I was like, oh, wonder if I could pose this. And I pictured it in my head, and I was posing to myself in the car, and I was like, yeah, man, I can nail this. And then I kind of stopped and went, I have to get on stage in my posing trunks. And I lost the shit. I had a full noise anxiety attack. And it's really funny looking back. I had tears running down my face. I was hyperventilating. And I thought, how am I going to get on stage? And then I kind of started breathing. And I thought, oh, you like doing it in the gym. And every time you have a show, you always say you get out there and have fun and you know, play up for the audience and all that kind of thing. And within 2 minutes, I knew I was going to smash it and I could go on stage and all the rest of it. But you have these moments of doubt, and I don't know whether it's a low carbs and your brain's just not working properly, or, you know, you're just under so much stress that you put on yourself and pressure that sometimes these things have to give. And it was, you know, it was quite scary at the time going through those thoughts. But afterwards, I actually had a real good laugh to myself, and I told a whole lot of people who cracked up and had a bit of fun about it. So, yeah, that's been my sort of week, sort of up and down. And energy-wise, this week's been really good. I have made my first official stuff up on my diet. I read it wrong and read the protein instead of the carbs. So one day I cut my carbs short by about, I don't know, at least 400 grams of rice that I should have eaten in the day. I didn't, and it was a leg day. And afterwards I told Mike, and you know, we talked the sort of pros and cons of having something and catching up those carbs. And I've said, nah, look, I wouldn't change anything without coach's approval. And I'm not even going to ask because I don't feel like I need it. And then I trained yesterday, and I thought, if I'm going to be flat, I'll be flat today. And I took the best photos in the bathroom. I was so pumped and so full that I thought, hey, we've got away with it. Let's just see how Thursday and Wednesday, Thursday treat you. So maybe I'm getting a bit of catch up on that now. But other than that, it's all good. And although it was a tough week last week, and rolling into this week, we've seen some really good physical changes. I actually messaged my coach and said, hey man, I think you're going to be happy with what I send you this week. And I've never done that before because I've never felt like that. But I actually looked at the photos, and for the first time I could see some real change, and I thought, wow, this is cool. And so it was a real good bit of positive reinforcement for me to see some really good physical changes happening. And you know, I think as we go on, if we keep going on like this, coach is just going to want to push and push and push and keep that momentum up. because, you know, our aim is to prep early, be ready early, and then have a bit of time to fill up and play around with things. So that's been my week. It's been a good one. And so from us here tonight, we're going to cut out short, sharp, and sweet. But thank you for listening, and hopefully you got a laugh or you learned something from our experiences in the prep game. Thanks, guys.